Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, and you are listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lake Shore, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, so hope you make a habit of joining us for some modern swinging mainstream jazz sounds. Tonight I'm going to do a installment two of a salute to Aunt Minnie album. Certainly not a household name, but he was a very distinguished arranger, conductor, composer. And he started out in the early 40s playing baritone sax in various big bands, and he became very adept at composing and arranging. And around 1950, he put his instrument away. He was worked full-time for all kinds of artists and big bands, including pop artists, providing arrangements and compositions for them. So we're going to do something first from his album, Jazz Greats of Our Time, Volume 1. And this is a Minnie album composition called Minor Matters. Now, it's a little big band. But boy, what a group he's got. It includes Art Farmer on trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Phil Woods on sax, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Al Cohn, Jerry Mulligan on reeds. So a real all-star aggregation. Let's listen to Minor Matters.
Thank you.
little composition called Minor Matters that was written and composed and arranged by Manny Album. And we had some nice solo work there by Al Cohn on tenor sax, Mulligan on baritone sax, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, and Brookmeyer on valve trombone. I'm going to turn to one of the jazz greats on piano, Hank Jones. And here he does Thelonious Monk's great ballad, Ruby My Dear, and Hank on piano, backed up by George DeVivier on bass and Ben Riley on drums. That was Thelonious Monk's ballad composition, Ruby, My Dear, tastefully done by Hank Jones on piano, backed up by George DeVivier on bass and Ben Riley on drums. I'm going to return now to our spotlight artist of the week, and that's Manny Album. And this is from his album they cut on an old Dot LP, Manny Album and His Jazz Greats, Jazz New York. And here again, he has an outstanding group of New York musicians. And this is a composition called Fresh Flute, written by Manny. And it's really a vehicle for the flautist in the band, Jerome Richardson. You'll also hear Katz on piano, Nick Travis on trumpet, Al Cohn on tenor sax, and Gene Cole on alto sax. Let's listen to Fresh Flute. Thank you. Manny Elman is jazz greats out of New York City, and that was called Fresh Flute. And the flautist there was the inimitable Jerome Richardson. Had a nice alto sax solo there by Phil Quill Woods. Now we're going to turn to something by the Cannonball Alley Quintet, and this is what his classic group at that time, with Cannonball on alto sax, his brother Nat Adderley on cornet, Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. It was a dynamite quintet. They were very popular at this particular time when they cut this album, and this was from his album, The Cannonball Alley Quintet in San Francisco. And this is a Cannonball little item called You Got It.
Thank you.
here that was live in San Francisco in a club, and that was the Cannonball Adderley Quintet doing a Cannonball composition, You Got It, from his album Cannonball Adderley Quintet in San Francisco. He was joined in the front line there on clarinet with his brother Nat, and the fine piano solo was the Bobby Timmons. Now we're going to go back to another Manny album, album called The Jazz Workshop. He's our highlight artist of the week, and he revived an old composition, jazz composition from the late 20s or early 30s, written by brothers Clarence and Spencer Williams, called The Royal Garden Blues. All the traditional jazz players played it all down through the years, and this is a dressed-up version of the tune by Manny Album. It's his arrangement, and this is from his album, The Jazz Workshop, and there's all kinds of wonderful people on this album, Nick Travis on trumpet, Irby Green on trombone, Hal McCusick on alto sax, Al Cohn on tenor sax. Let's listen to Royal Garden Blues. was Manny Albom's arrangement of an old standard from the jazz era, going way back to late 20s, early 30s, a dressed-up modern version of Royal Garden Blues. Alto sax solo there was by Hank McCusick, and I believe the tenor sax solo there was by trumpet man Joe Newman. Now we're going to go to two great old-timers that Norman Granz is a producer of. Well, it wouldn't have been Verve Records at that time. It was probably Norgran before he merged into Verve. And he had the foresight to put together these two great guys who may not have recorded together otherwise. We got Art Tatum on piano and Ben Webster on tenor sax doing Rodgers and Hart's composition, Have You Met Miss Jones? I introduced that as Have You Met Miss Jones, which was correct. It was Have You Met Miss Jones by Rodgers and Hart. I also introduced it as Art Tatum on piano, which was correct. It was a beautiful solo piano. I also introduced it as Ben Webster on tenor sax, and he was greatly missing from that particular track. And I should have known better, I have to fault the lighter notes because it says Ben Webster's on that tune, but he certainly wasn't there. Okay, now we're going to go back to Manny Album, our Spotlight Artist of the Week. We're going to do something from an album that he put together called The Drum Suite. Now, when I saw this LP or CD, I said to my goodness gracious, I can't take a whole album of drum solos. I love drum solos, but I like short drum solos. I don't like long drum solos. But I was very much pleased to hear the way Manny Album put together his drum suite, integrating the four drummers that are on this track with the swinging arrangement and composition. And this is the second movement of the drum suite called Bristling by Manny Album. And see, this is track 14, so we've got people in there like Nick Travis on trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Eddie Costa on piano, Connie Condoli on trumpet. Oh, this is just a dynamite big band. And we've got four different drummers. Let's listen to the second movement, Bristling. Thank you. the second movement of the drum suite, written by and arranged by our guest, our highlight artist of the week, Manny Album, and it was called Bristling. And you had four different drummers there, all playing the brushes rather than the sticks. Interesting composition and arrangement, and they interspersed among the drum solos were a trumpet solo by Joe Newman, alto sax solo by Hal McCusick, and Jimmy Cleveland was there on trombone. I'm going to turn to an old Blue Note album called Judah Hip with Zoot Sims, and she was kind of hip. She was a very good piano player that came over from Europe and made a little splash in the United States, and then and recorded a few albums, and then went back to the Europe and kind of disappeared into the woodwork. We never did find out what happened to Judah. But the interesting thing about this album is that she brought in Zoot Sims on tenor sax, which is you know, the epitome of swinging tenor sax, along with Zoot's Jerry Lloyd on trombone, Abdul Malak on bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums. Let's listen to Lerner and Lowe's composition, Almost Like Being in Love. Thank you. was Judah Hipp and her little quintet that she cut on the Blue Note album, or label, with Zoot Sims on tenor sax and Jerry Lloyd on trumpet, doing Leonard Lowe's standard classic, Almost Like Being in Love. Well, for the better part of the last hour, you have been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, The Lake Shore. We're here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10, so he'll make a habit of joining us. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour, and then we'll be back with approximately another hour of fine modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around for the next hour. We're going to close it out with drummer Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers doing a little thing by the trombone player in the group, Curtis Fuller, called A La Mode. This is from an Impulse album cut by Art Blakey called Art Blakey, !! Jazz Messengers, !! Thank you.